It's time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local Sports Authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Welcome here to the courtside. We got 3 minutes and 40 seconds left here on the pre-clock. Before we get things going on, we'll have the national anthem here before the boys' game, so we got a couple of breaks to take. But here we'll get a quick pre-game going. Again, it's the Frankfort Wildcat boys taking on the Centralia boys. Centralia in the season, 9-7 overall, 5-1 in the CBL League. Frankfort boys, they are 13-4 in the overall, 6-2 in the CBL League. So both these boys competing against each other, not only in the same league, but in the same sub-state right now, as Frankfort is third in the sub-state. Centralia right now, they sit seventh in that sub-state seating in the Centralia high school region. And then when you look over at the way the TVL standings are right now, again, Frankfort and Panthers kind of battling back at it in that third and fifth spot. But right now, Frankfort just getting that edge above them, which is just those two TVL losses on the year. These teams, they have played earlier this season. Centralia, they have won 4 straight games against Frankfort. The last one, of course, they won just earlier on this year, winning 54-47. The game was tied at 1:10-10 the first quarter. Centralia, they went on to score the last 8 straight. They outscored the Frankfort Wildcats at the end of the first half, 26-24. The game went into a tight fourth quarter, 38-35, with the Panthers still leading. The Panthers would flee away, though, with the big-time win. Quinton Aldifer had a quiet night all the way up to that point, but he had a very explosive fourth quarter with 8 points scored, but going 4-for-4 from the free-throw line. And Duke Timmel, he finished that night scoring for the Panthers, a big-time over there for the Frankfort Wildcats with 13 total points as well as 9 rebounds. He had an incredible and big time night. So we'll see how this night finishes. We'll talk more in just a couple minutes here. We're back in 2 minutes here on 92.1 KMZA.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is the perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank & Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank & Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank & Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to 92.1 KMZ. I'm Krennan Prophet, Kirk Kilman back in CEO up here. We got a big time matchup, Frankfort Wildcats versus the Centralia Panthers. Frankfort Wildcats trying to extend a 5-game winning streak. Centralia Panthers trying to bounce back after their loss on Saturday against Marysville, 82-78. Frankfort Wildcats, their starters here tonight, head coached by Adam Schreiner in his second year. Starting off with the Frankfort Wildcats, number 4, Wes Anderson, the 5'11" junior who averages 16 points per game, and then number 23, Elaine Mawizo, the 6'2" senior who averages 13 points per game. Carter Olson, a big 3-point shooter, he's a 6'1" sophomore. Number 10, Tyler Smith, the 6-foot senior, and number 34, Fred Rosequist, the 6'2" junior. Last season, he was averaging 4.3 points per game and 4.6 rebounds a game. Here for now for the Centralia Panthers, head coached by Nick Evans. Number 1, Jacob Plenty, the 6'1" senior who's averaging 6 points a game. Ben Haverkamp, number 20, The 6'1" senior has got over 100 points this season, averaging just about 8 points a game. Tyler Jones, number two, Quentin Aldifer, the 6-foot sophomore, is averaging 14.4 points per game and 2.8 rebounds a game. Number 22, Henry Heidemann, the 6-foot-4 senior, who averages above 10 points a game and around 7 rebounds a game. And then number 4, Duke Timmel, who averages nearly 16 points a game and 10 rebounds a game. So again, for the Panthers, head coach by Nick Evans, Quincy, Haverkamp, Aldifer, Heidemann, and Timmel. And for the Wildcats, Anderson, Loizo, Olsen, Smith, and Rosequist. Again, Wildcats head coach Schreiner and the Panthers, Evans. With all that being said, we'll now have our playing of the national anthem, so we'll be back in 2 minutes here. But upcoming four quarters in 32 minutes of basketball action here on 92.1 KMZA, the Frankfort Wildcats taking on the Centralia Panthers in a rematch game from just earlier on this season.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands, ours.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered, specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back, 92.1 KMZA. Four quarters, 32 minutes of basketball action here, all supplied to you on the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Crittenden Prophet and Kirk Tillman back in studio. Well, up at half court on the Frankfort logo, number 4, Duke Timmel for the Centralia Panthers, the 6'4 senior, and number 23, the 6'2 senior for the Wildcats, laying the Wiseau on the tip-off, and it's the Wildcats who win things here with Tyler Smith, who gets it, and then to Carter Olsen. Back to Smith on the wing. It's the Wildcats who work with the year. Again, these two teams, they battled hard the first time they played against each other, with it being a 38-35 game going into the fourth quarter. Fred Rosequist makes the rebound off the missed three-point shot by Anderson, and Rosequist goes back in for the putback. The Wildcats are now up by two. 7:28 left to go in the first quarter. Wildcats 2, Panthers 0. Working with it is the Panthers. It's Haverkamp driving inside. He scored over 100 points last week in this season alone. Henry Heidemann gets the offensive rebound. He's got the putback. So back-to-back offensive opportunities for both sides here result in the second-chance opportunity point. Rosequist with it at the elbow. Nearly getting stolen away. They're going to call a jump ball, and that'll be the first turnover of the game there for the Wildcats. The possession will go to the Panthers. 7 minutes and 4 seconds left to go in this first quarter. And we've had our first rebound, first points, and first shoe tie. Ben Haverkamp takes it down the court. Now to Plenty. Plenty to Aldifer. Aldifer inside to Duke Timmel. Timmel kick back out. Pump fake. Drive inside. Over the top. Hook pass. Incredible. Ben Haverkamp. What an amazing assist inside to Duke Timmel. A no-look hook over the top of his head. That had been practiced about a couple hundred times, but man, that was executed in perfection. Down the court here, the Wildcats. Ball gets knocked out of bounds. It will stay with the Wildcats on the sideline near the crowd. Carter Olsen with it. Olsen, left hand dribbling, firing out to Wes Anderson. The Wildcats with the white tops and bottoms with the red numbers. 3-point shot up by Carter Olsen is missed. Panthers in the black top and black bottoms with the white numbers and orange trim. Heidemann gets the board, taking it down the court. Elbow shot from up top and rebounding, boxing out is Tyler Smith, and they'll get a foul against the Centralia Panthers. So far here, we have had just one lead change in this first quarter and half, going to the Panthers as they have scored the last four straight. Olsen for the Wildcats, trailing by two with the ball. On the wing, fires up to Anderson. He's got a single screen at the top for the three-point shot. He steps right and misses the three-pointer, and Duke Timmel crashes the board down low and captures the board. Underneath, but Haverkamp loses his footing and turns the ball over for Wes Anderson's first steal of the game, and Anderson, on his way down the court, he gets fouled. Centralia already with three fouls here in the opening 2 minutes and 24 seconds. First foul of the game by Jacob Plenty. Second foul of the game against Jacob Plenty. But here, a quick steal back for the Panthers. Alder forgets it. Inside, and taken away. It's going to be a board for Olsen. Inside, Loizzo back to Olsen. See if he gets the assist on the give and go, and he does. Loizzo on the assist, and Olsen on the finish. Great teamwork underneath so far early in this game. We've seen a lot of solid dribble and drive and just backdoor looks. And that's how you just make great paint production inside here. Another give and go up the top inside the paint. And then it's kicked and shuffled right back out. Now here to Eldefer at the top for the Panthers. He takes a three-pointer and he rattles it in like a bullet in a tin can. Winston Eldefer from three-point land. Brett Rosequist, inside, back door, bounce pass. Now it's worked around Olsen, one-on-one again on the inside, and he wins again. Carter Olsen has just been doing so great early on in this game, posting up down low. Still, it's the Panthers with the one-point lead, 7-6, and this is going to be a close game through and through. It was the first time these two teams played this year. It was the last time these teams played last year as well. With that game ending 49-43, these teams, they've played each other within 7 points the last couple of games. 3-point shot by Alderford. This time he misses. And the ball gets knocked out of bounds. They're going to say it was from Rosequist, so possession will stay here with the Panthers. Panthers lead by one, 7-6, 3:57 to go in this first quarter. Quinton Alderford on the wrong side of the referee here, as the referee is pointing to the right side of his hip. And there he goes. Now Alderford throws to Ben Haverkamp. Haverkamp on the wing. He points inside, wants Heidemann to drop down low for him. On the inside, he does, and on that, he goes in for two, and Haverkamp gets the assist. Fred Rosequist driving on the wing. Back up top, stolen by Plenty. Plenty, his first steal of the game. Oh! Breaking the ankles of Lane Loizzo on a jump stop and a fake. Frankfurt with two turnovers here in this first half. 3-point shot up on the way by Loizzo is missed. And ball is taken back here by Aldefer with his first rebound in the game. Aldefer, he's got a 3-pointer, a steal, and a board in this game. Timmel, he gets the pass from Aldefer, but Timmel loses control with his left hand. The ball goes out of bounds. That will be the Panthers' second turnover. Panthers have the 5-point lead, 11-6. The last time these two teams played again earlier this season, it was 10-10. There are just a couple minutes left in the first quarter, and then the Panthers went on an eight-point stretch to finish out the first quarter. And then they ended the first half 26-24. Foul by the Panthers at the top of the elbow against the Wildcats. This is the Wiseau who's holding on to the ball. Looks like they'll get it against Quinton Oliver. That is his second foul of the game. It is the fourth team foul for the Panthers. And so far, the Frankfort Wildcats have yet to even have a foul. And we're nearly 5 minutes down here in the first quarter with 3:03 left to go. Panthers lead by 5, 11-6. Wildcats have the ball, which is now the first time tonight, Porter Colvin. Porter Colvin to Anderson. Anderson to Wiseau. The Wiseau pump faking. Colvin. Colvin, three-point shot off the arc, and wow, what a kick and hit from Porter Colvin. Right off the bench with some momentum. Kick back out. Can Centralia respond? Yes, they can! Isaac Reinecke! He hits a three as a reply. Now Porter Colvin. Rosequist. Anderson, he fires the three-point shot. He gets missed. Porter Colvin makes the rebound, though, for the second-chance opportunity. Inside drive. Loizzo using the backboard. That's fundamental shooting right there. Loizzo posting up on the fadeaway, gets the two. Plenty. Simmel. Simmel to Reinecke. Reinecke, who's just a young 6-foot sophomore here for the Panthers, but man, he has just been improving every single game he has had here for Centralia. He's going to be definitely an upcoming player here for the Panthers to look out for, especially in his junior and senior year. A player that will definitely be getting a lot more varsity minutes on the floor. Anderson makes the rebound, takes it down the court. Loizzo, Porter Colvin, open for another three-point shot. That one's just off the rim, and Haverkamp makes the rebound. Haverkamp down the court now here on the near side wing. Then the Plenty. Plenty inside, overhead pass. Timmel working down low, posts up to the defender, and snatched over the top by Lane Loizzo for her first rebound of the game for the Wildcats. They're down by 3, 14-11, 1:24 to go in the first quarter. Shot clock at 27, main clock at 1:20. Colvin looks to be greenlit for another three-point. Doesn't take it, though. This time he's greenlit once more. He's trying to go for that inside bucket, maybe. Trying to get close, but Centralia, they're playing a zone defense right now. Looks to be a 2-3 zone. And it looks like head coach Adam Schreiner will have to call the timeout. With 1:03 left to go in the first quarter, the Panthers lead by 3, 14-11. Shot clock is at 7 once the Panthers come out, or the Wildcats come out of this timeout. We're taking 30 seconds here, 92.1 KMZ. We're back in 30.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Our first time out of the game was just taken by head coach Adam Schreiner, the Frankfort Wildcats. His team is just down by 3, 14-11, with 1 minute and 3 seconds left to go in the opening quarter. Wes Anderson throws it into Colvin. Colvin Loizzo, then to Smith. Smith to Anderson, and Anderson could not get the shot off before the shot clock violation. So not many times you see a shot clock violation here in this small classification, and probably a little more uncanny here for Frankfort, as they've been kind of used to it all this season long, and many teams not happy to be that used to it. But they get the violation here. Timmel underneath, a great assist from Jacob Plenty on the quick throw down low. Timmel already here with 4 points in the first quarter. 16-11, 34 seconds to go in the first quarter now. Chase Stahlbaumer enters in here for the Wildcats. And he goes in for two. Excuse me, he just missed. Almost went in, just had that illusion of it. Rebounded and taken here down the court by the Panthers. They're up 16-11, trying to get that last shot here of the quarter. Well, actually, there's only 1 second on the shot clock. Haverkamp will take a long three, 7 foot off the arc, and it'll be boxed out down low by Lane Loizzo. Half-court shot here to try to end the quarter. It will be no good. 16-11 will end the first quarter. The Centralia Panthers have the lead. It was 18-10 last time these two teams faced this season in the Centralia Fantasy League. We'll see how the Wildcats here respond in the second quarter. Well, we're back in 60 here on 92.1 at KMZA.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel
Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Brandy Leiborger, Activity Director at Life Care Center of Seneca. Activities, community involvement. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we do whatever it takes to assist our community members with a home-like schedule. The Seneca and surrounding communities are very involved in activities, volunteering in our building by playing cards, assisting with math, communion, bingo, hosting rosary every day at 4 p.m., and so much more. Check us out on Facebook or come and see us today. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Right for Wildcats, back with the ball here. Now to Rosequist, now to Anderson. It's the start here of the second quarter. It's 16-11 with 7:42 left to go here. And Porter Colvin trying to drive inside on the interior, misses a shot. And Quinton Aldifer makes the rebound, his second of the game. Aldifer pump fakes, drives inside. They're going to get a foul here on the near side against Frankfort Wildcats. 7:32 to go here in the second quarter. 16-11. Last time these two teams played, Frankfort actually outscored Centralia Panthers 14-12 in the second quarter, but still were trailing down at the half. Loizo gets the rebound here for the Wildcats. They take it down the court. Wes Anderson drives baseline, loses the ball out of bounds, and that will be the fourth turnover of the game against the Wildcats. Now Centralia works back with the ball here with Ben Haverkamp again. He's got over 100 points here on the season. Haverkamp, who has 137 points coming into today. Oliver tries to take the three-point shot and misses. Carter Olson picks up the rebound. Fred Rosequist working with it, looking behind him, trying to pass it back, could not find the open, and then goes to the nail to Anderson. Missed elbow shot. Timmel makes the rebound and then passes it off. Plenty from the key to Aldifer on the elbow, bounce past Timmel inside, trying to rock it in, and unfortunately it just went off. Wes Anderson, he gets the rebound for the Wildcats. Wildcats still down by 5, 16-11 with 6:30 to go in the second quarter. Screen by Olson, pick and roll on the baseline. Tyler Smith wasn't looking that direction. And it's Loizo. He sets the screen here for another pick and roll inside the paint. He gets it this time. This is thrown by Rosequist, and a foul will be drawn by Loizo. So Loizo hits that pick and roll against, looks like Aldifer. No, actually, it's against Plenty. That is Flenty's fourth foul of the game. He might have to get substituted out of here pretty early. It's already in pretty troubling foul trouble. And a quick throw inside in the and one. Fred Rosequist with the finish. The bucket's good, and he'll get the and one shot. Foul was against Henry Heidemann. And the and one is missed, and Jacob Flenty gets it. But against Flenty, he is in big-time foul trouble here with four fouls on the game. He's going to be substituted out here on the next timeout or break. Boxed out here. Duke Timmel underneath. Couldn't get the second-chance opportunity to go up, and neither could hide him, but the ball gets knocked out of bounds, and it'll stay with the Panthers. 5:59 left to go in this second quarter. Jacob Flenty, one of the top players here for the Panthers again. He's still out on the court with four fouls. And he might just pick up his fifth. He's 1-on-1 down the court. He stops and steps though, as Wiseau couldn't go 1-on-1 against him underneath. Instead decides to kick it out. Centralia just had their third turnover of the game off the steal. Wes Anderson, long 3-point shot, just missing off the rim, and Aldifer makes the rebound. Aldifer. Right hand driving, inside look, Timmel back up to the top, Heidemann. Heidemann circling. Now back to Flency. Flency looking to his left, looking back over top. Looking behind him, he finds Haverkamp. 16 seconds on the shot clock. 5:18 on the main. Centralia have yet to score. Nearly 3 minutes into the second quarter. They're up still by 3, 16-13. Eldefer fouled on the floor with the Panthers. Second foul of the quarter by the Wildcats. That will be the fourth. That'll be the first foul against Wes Anderson. Henry Heidemann driving inside. It'll be Duke Timmel inside. And he goes up and in for two. And that will have the timeout here on the floor. Excuse me, that wasn't Quincy with four fouls. I was just mistaking that. I was reading the numbers backwards. Duke Timmel had his first one of the game, so I do want to make that correction. Duke Timmel had his first. I just read one as with four fouls instead of four with his first, so a little bit of a minor mistake there on me, but Duke Timmel, he has his first foul here of the game for the Panthers. So again, we'll be back here in just 30 seconds. Around 2.1 KMZ, timeout taken. It's 18-13. The Panthers lead.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Lane Loizzo just scored two and got a rebound here for the Frankfort Wildcats. Is a brief timeout taken on the court. And here back with it now works the Panthers as they get the turnover and takeaway. It's Duke Timmel inside. Look, Heidemann puts two up on the board. Panthers up 20-15, 4:13 to go in the first half. Carter Olson to Lane Loizzo. Tyler Smith back up to the top to Fred Rosequist, dribbles inside the key, and then back to Wes Anderson. Wes Anderson looking out to his right to Loizzo. Loizzo just palming it with one hand as he passes to the right of them. Tyler Smith is screened out on the far side corner, dribbles into it, and then comes back up to the top and gets it away. Now back to Tyler Smith. Smith shoots the three off the top of the rim. It is knocked out of bounds, and it will go to the Panthers. That's the sixth turnover of the game by the Frankfort Wildcats. 3:41 to go the first half, 20-15. Panthers, they have scored 4 points here. In the second quarter, the Wildcats, they have scored four. So both teams here have scored four in this second quarter. Three-point shot, Reinicke on the way, and it almost went in, but Heidemann makes the rebound. Can he go back up with it? No, he can't, but Timmel makes the rebound. Can he go back up with it? He's fouled. Almost as good. Just great overall movement on the down low of the floor. Duke Timmel gets it on the throw in. He could not finish to the basket with the left hand, and Rosequist makes the rebound. Down the court, Tyler Smith, right hand dribbling. Waiting for his team to match his tempo. Loizzo, another pick and roll. Now back to Smith. Smith, Rosequist, boxing out the defender. Give and go here. Might get an offensive charge, and they do. They get one called against Fred Rosequist. Again, that give and go action from Smith to Rosequist, and Rosequist, he got the charge call. Excuse me, reverse that. It was the give and go from Rosequist to Tyler Smith, and Smith got called for the charge. 3 minutes left to go here in the second quarter. Panthers still up by five with three to go. And they're going to get plenty on the travel. Wes Anderson to Tyler Smith. Into Porter Colvin. Screen set by Lane Loizzo. Boxing out the defender at the top. Inside look. Fred Rosequist in the interior over the mountain. But unfortunately just too on top of the peak. as Smith and Semmel gets the rebound for the Panthers. 2:30 to go in this second quarter. Panthers still lead by 5, 20-15. Steal by Lane Loizzo takes the ball away from the Panthers as their fifth turnover of the game. Tyler Smith here down the court, shot clock at 27, man clock at 2:14. Both teams still have only scored 4 points here in the second quarter so far. Turning around, Fred Rosequist, backdoor look. Ball nearly gets stolen, but it's kept alive here. 14 now on the shot clock for Frankfurt. Kicking back out, Colvin, Loizzo, 8 on the shot. Now to Wes Anderson. There's only 5 on the shot clock now. You don't want to get your second violation of the game. Rosequist takes the spin and fire, and he didn't make it. Simmel got the rebound, and Haver can't push it down the court. Hyman takes the 3, goes for the left-hand reverse, and just misses it off the board. Loizzo gets the rebound. Now to Anderson. Anderson holding it low and fires left to Smith. Smith screened at the top, drives right, fadeaway shot off the rim. Shots have just not fallen here in this second quarter for either side. Haverkamp does a nice little spin move before it kicks it left. Inside, Simmel, Tyler Smith getting his first steal of the game. And then a steal right back to the Panthers by Ben Haverkamp. 3-point shot by Reinicke, missed. And Porter Colvin makes the rebound. 56 seconds left to go in the first half, 20-15. Still both teams with only 4 points here in this second quarter. Just keeping the sack keeper bored. Well, Fuente might change that here. It's a track race down the court. Can he finish? Yes, he can. Fuente had the open room steal, and he made work with the deal. Went in for 2. Panthers now lead by 7, 22-15. With 32.5 seconds left to go in the first half. It will also shut the shot clock off as well. Porter Colvin will come out of the game, and in will come Carter Olson. Colvin inside to Olson. Now driving Smith. Smith driving inside the lane and then running back out with it. Anderson to Carter Olson at the elbow, trying to go over the top of his right hand. He could not finish. And Duke Timmel gets another rebound. He's got 5 in this quarter. It's going to be 6 in this quarter, 7 of the half. 8 seconds left to go of the half. Cam Centrella gets the last shot up here to maintain, but to extend this lead. And they'll get the chance as Reinicke, they give the young sophomore the ball. He attacks, and he is fouled, and he will go up and shoot 2 from the line. Isaac Reinicke, who is already sliced a 3-point in this game, he slices a free throw shot as well. Reinicke has made his way up to averaging more than 3.3 points a game this season. At one point, he was just averaging 2 points a game on the season. He really kind of broke out these last couple of weeks, especially having one of his best career games at the varsity level last Tuesday with 3 3-point shots, as that helped the Centralia Panthers go on to beat their school record for single most 3-point shots from a Centralia team in one game. Absolutely incredible numbers there with those 14 threes. But Reinicke, he goes 1 for 2 at the free throw line to end this first half, 23-15. Lead by 8 here for the Panthers. We'll be back in a couple minutes here for a halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from the island at highlandcc.edu. We're back in a couple minutes here. Centralia Panthers 23 at Frankfurt Wildcats 15.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Nemaha Valley Motors is starting the new year off right by clearing out the old inventory. Currently in stock, we have a 2024 Ram 2500 Tradesman with a 6.4-liter Hemi and over $9,000 in rebates. A 2024 Jeep Gladiator Sport with 15% off MSRP, which equates to a $10,000 discount, or if you're looking for something a little sportier, a 2024 Dodge Hornet with $5,500 in discounts. To see our entire selection, check out our website at NemahaValleyMotors.com or stop by our dealership and see how easy a vehicle purchase can be.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network here, where we got game coverage here. The Frankfort Wildcats taking on the Centralia Panthers right now. It is the Centralia Panthers who had the lead of 23-15 last time these two teams played this season. Centralia was leading 26-24 at halftime. Just taking a look at the standings in the CBL. Frankfort right now is at third in CBL at 6-2 in the league play, where Centralia right now is fifth in league play at 5-1. But then you take things over here to the substate region, what it looks like for the boys' side. Frankfort right now third in substate at 13-4, and the Centralia boys are right now seventh at 9-7, but you know, despite that right there, the Panthers are still a team that I feel like despite their low record, just being 9-7 compared to a 13-4 to Frankfurt, they're a team that's kind of a secret dynamite explosive, right? They started this season off without a couple of players, like Duke Timmel, for example, and then finding a guy like Isaac Rennick, who's been able to step up and make a lot of great plays from around the court, especially his 3-point arm there. I think the Panthers are starting to kind of break out of the shell as a really good team. As kind of recently, they play a lot of great games, right? Last week, they hit 14 threes. Let's just say real quick, last week is a very productive week for Centralia fans. On Tuesday, they broke a school record of 14 threes in one game from a single team, from their single boys team. So that was a great record for them. But unfortunately, on Saturday, they lost to Marysville 82-78. And instead of getting a record, they gave a record to the Marysville kid, Will Otot, who scored 64 points on them, which was one of the most points scored ever in Marysville for the boys, but one of the most points scored ever in just high school, Kansas high school history. So kind of on the two ends of history last week there for Centralia, but again, they're trying to continue to make history this season, though, and for themselves, and just try to go on a good run. And we'll see how this season continues for them as it's gone on, but they're really one of those teams that can really try to compete. But when you look at this half for them right now, they played really good defensively, offensively. Really for them, second chance opportunities has kind of been an Achilles heel thing where they get a second chance opportunity and just can't go back up with it. They'll get a couple, between Duke Till and Henry Hademan, they got two posts who can get rebounds constantly, but they just kind of struggle getting those putbacks in there. But right now the Panthers are doing really well. They lead 23-15. Again, they just kind of need to get a couple more putbacks for themselves. But they are doing well from that standpoint, and just to try to get those open looks and open shots to go in when they have them. So for Wildcats, it's kind of the same takes, the same looks. Right now they're getting out rebounded 16-4. They just got to crash the board better. But really there's a lot of high differential. I mean, I wouldn't say there's a lot of high differential on this team, and there's some guys who kind of match up the same on the court. But for the most part, the Panthers have more of their taller guys out on the court at most of the time than the Wildcats do. So you're kind of playing at a little bit of a mismatch there. So you can kind of see where the height comes in. But a big thing for the Wildcats is get up to the easiest place to get points from, and that's the free throw line. The Wildcats had no free throw shooters in the first half. The Panthers only had one, and that was in the last 30 seconds from Isaac Reinecke, who went 1 of 2. So, you know, from the first half, a big point of attack here would be to try to draw more fouls. And try to get more opportunities to go to the free throw line. And Frankfort, they did a really great job of not getting really any fouls in that first quarter, so no one's really in foul trouble for him. I mean, they have a lot of fouls to give from their players. They can kind of probably play a little more looser. a little more kind of aggressively here. I feel like their point of attack just needs to be a little more aggressively focused here going into the second half. Like, okay, we don't have a lot of team fouls. We don't have, many individual fouls. Let's just go get it. Let's just go get aggressive. Let's just go fight to the rim, try to draw fouls from the other team and try to get ourselves up to the free throw line. Try to get some easy points, set up some more shots around the perimeter. With Wildcats only hitting one three-point shot, I feel like there was a couple other times that Wes Anderson could have gotten open and shot one. Anderson with no points in the first half. And by the way, Anderson's usually averaging 17 points a game. So having him contained to zero is a big feat here for the Panthers. So, again, we'll see how the Panthers continue this defensive success in the second half, and we'll see how the Frankfurt Wildcats try to adjust and explode as they head into half number two. So we got 16 minutes left of basketball action, two quarters. Stay locked in at 2.1 at KMZ. We're back in 2 minutes. The Centralia Panthers up 23 to the Wildcats 15.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
February is Heart Month, a time to show love not just to others but to yourself. Did you know heart disease is the leading cause of death worldwide? But here's the good news, it's preventable. Take time for your heart, eat better, move more, schedule that checkup you've been putting off. Small changes today can lead to a healthier tomorrow. To learn more about your heart screenings, wellness tips, and how you can take control of your heart health, call Seneca Family Practice at 785-336-6107 today. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, people you know, care you trust.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Welcome back to our halftime show, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Frankfurt Wildcats down by 8, 23-15 here. We start the third quarter. It's the Centralia Panthers who have the ball. Crossing half court with it is Ben Haverkamp, the 6'1" senior. Inside, Duke Timmel trying to get that right-hand finesse over the basket and could not finesse the rim. Lane Lewis, though, gets his 6th rebound of the game. Carter Olson with it. Inside is driving now Tyler Smith. Back to Lane Lewis, though. Baseline drive, and it will be rebounded by Henry Heidemann off the board. Haverkamp, Heidemann, all the court, pump faking the three, now steps right, drop steps back, and it will now look through his decision. He gets it to Timmel, to Haverkamp, to Heidemann, Heidemann on the elbow, kick out to Flinty, Haverkamp, Heidemann, he releases for the three, and he misses. Right rebound underneath by Timmel, he misses, and Heidemann makes the rebound, 3-point shot by Oliver, he misses, and then a foul on the floor. So again, I talked about a halftime. Centralia, a lot of second chance opportunities. They just haven't taken advantage of most of them, and there's a prime example. They had two straight, and they couldn't get any points off of it. So we'll see how that continues to try to be a stake in the heart in this second half, or if they can pull it out. Wes Anderson missed the rebound here. Excuse me. Duke Timmel gets the rebound here for the Panthers to get the ball back after the shot from Anderson. It's the Panthers who work back with the ball here. And again, one of my things I talk about Frankfurt is shot opportunities and just taking better, more qualitative shots and cleaning them up a little bit. Oliver inside here for the Panthers, and he goes in for two. Oliver now with 5 points on the game, one steal and three rebounds. 6:18 to go in the third quarter. It's now extended to a 7-point lead here, 10-point lead, 25-15. Near side, Tyler Smith nearly loses the ball, but keeps it alive with just the trim of his fingers. Here he's working one-on-one against Haverkamp, skips it down to the deep corner. Ball nearly taken away. Wes Anderson might get a charge. No, they'll call a block this time against the Panthers. That block will be called against Duke Timmel. That will be his second foul of the game. And it was on Wes Anderson's on his way up, so he'll go up to line to shoot two. And Wes Anderson, again, he is just a junior, but he is just such an incredible player. He was an All-State. Paul would mention he was averaging 13 points a game and 4.7 rebounds last season. But, you know, if you know him from basketball, you know him from football, you know him kind of as an all-around athlete. He really can just do it all. He's probably got one of the best arms and most accurate arms in this entire league. He's just an overall incredible player in kind of all the levels. Here from the line, he shoots and goes up and goes 2-for-2. Haverkamp. Inside look. Gets kicked out, and they're going to say that one gets turned over for Aiden Talley of the Panthers. Aiden Talley comes in for the first time tonight. He turns it over for the Panthers as their seventh turnover of the game. Frankfurt takes back over with the possession, down by 8, 25-17, 5:40 to go in the third quarter. Loizzo skipping with them the far side wing to Tyler Smith, Wes Anderson. Wes Anderson, he's going to take a long three-point shot. 7 foot off the arc, he misses, but not by a hair. Haverkamp gets the rebound. Talley, Oliver. And I think, you know, when I was talking, again, when I was talking about a couple other things in that first, or that halftime adjustments here for Frankfurt, Wes Anderson just needed taking a couple more screened off shots. And I think right there, he's getting a lot more comfortable taking those long threes. Just give him some more open opportunities, and I think he'll make them, or at least try to make them here for Frankfurt, try to make this a closer ball game. Heidemann inside. And it's a shot clock violation, but actually it'll go off the back of the rim. So they just got the shot off in time. Oliver makes the rebound. Centralia, they're trying to keep things going up here. And so that's another second chance opportunity. And I mentioned for the Panthers, the big thing here is second chance opportunities. They have yet to score off one in this second half, and they've had plenty of them. Here, they missed again. Ben Haverkamp, he makes another rebound. So again, another try for the Panthers where they had two offensive rebounds, and it results in no points. Olsen, inside drive, right hand to try to finish, couldn't go in. Then Talley makes the rebound. We'll see if the Panthers can get a good offensive set here. From the wing, up to the top, to Ben Haverkamp. Haverkamp off to the right. Driving up to the top of the perimeter is Talley. Talley, Haverkamp, 3-point shot up and off the rim, and a snatch from the crash of the board from the Wiseau. Wiseau, 4 points on the game and 7 rebounds. He has done most of the board crashing here tonight for the Wildcats. Anderson inside. Loizzo posting up 3 defenders, and he goes through. Loizzo now with 6 points on the game. It draws it to 6. And again, Centralia is not having bad shots here. They just need to try to get those inside shots to go in here. They're going to get fouled on the inside from Brett Rosequist. See what number of foul that just picked up for him. Actually, they'll say Wes Anderson. Rosequist was in the area. Anderson, that's his second foul of the game. But Rosequist will come off the court, so will Carter Olsen. Porter Colvin will step into play, so will Chase Stahlbaumer for the Wildcats. Chase Stahlbaumer, who is a whopping in the outstanding, nearly over 6 foot six in length. Inside drive, Heidemann over the top, plenty. Fluency drives, kicks out. Sally, can he land the three? No, he cannot. Another try here with two offensive rebounds. Can the Panthers make a second chance opportunity board with it? They now have three opportunities, and they couldn't get points to go in. That is three straight offensive sets they have had with two or more offensive rebounds and not taking points. Jacob Fluency gets the defensive rebound. They get the ball back to the Panthers. Now to Tally. Tally inside. To Heidemann. Short corner shot. Misses. An offensive rebound here by Tally. Can the Panthers finally break the streak here in this second half and get a second chance opportunity point? Oliver spins around and he misses again. Anderson makes the rebound. Four straight offensive possessions. Or the second offensive board could not go in. And Anderson responds not only with the defensive board, but with 2 points. And the Panthers have now left this game been drawn before. And Frankfurt here, not playing entirely the greatest defense, considering they are being out-rebounded by quite a significant amount. But Centralia just not hitting those shots here in this third quarter. Aldifer, three-pointer here on the first start of the possession, and he hits it. With 1:44 left to go in the third quarter, timeout is taken. It's a full timeout here on the court taken by the Panthers. It's 28-21. The Panthers lead by 7. We're back in 60 here on 92.1 KMZA.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back, 92.1 at KMZA. Timeout just taken by the Panthers with a three-point shot right after by Panthers' Quinton Aldifer to make it a seven-point game, 28-21, with 1:30 left to go in the third quarter. Inside here, right-hand layup, Porter Colvin misses, and the foul will be on the floor. They're going to get the foul here against the Wildcats, number 52, Chase Stahlbaumer. He will take to the bench right after the foul. Stahlbaumer, who's a senior. Now to the wing, to Reinicke. Panthers with the ball. And three-point shot once again by Aldifer in the same spot, but not the same story. This time written a little differently. He misses it. Eliza makes the rebound. He goes down the court, gets fouled, and he'll go up and shoot two at the line. 1:09 to go here in this third quarter. Moise at the free throw line to shoot two. Moise has had an outstanding season for himself. This is his first free throw shot here, but Moise, he's a 64% shooter from the free throw line. And again, he averages 13.3 points per game and 7.1 rebounds a game, as well as 2.1 assists a game. Wiseau, he misses the first free throw shot, and here he also misses the second one. Wildcats are 2 of 4 at the free throw line this game. Ball goes out of bounds, and it will actually stay here with the Frankfurt Wildcats. So 1:09 left to go in the third quarter here. The Wildcats will call a timeout. They're going to call a 30-second timeout. We'll take the timeout as well. We're back in 30 seconds here at 92.1 KMZA. The Panthers still up by 28-21, up by 7, but 1:09 left to go in the third quarter.
Have you been thinking about your future?
Now more than ever is the perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank & Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank & Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank & Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A throw inside here for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Wes Anderson goes off his fingertips, and that will be a turnover for excuse me, the Wildcats. Ben Haverkamp to Quinton Aldefer. Back to Haverkamp. Down the court with 60 seconds left to go in this third quarter. It's 28-21. Aldefer, three-point shot. He's already hit one in the quarter. Can he hit another? He misses. Haverkamp pump fakes after getting the rebound. And now he'll take a three-point shot, and he swishes. That is the first second chance opportunity points the Panthers have made here in this third quarter. Anderson, left side to Olsen. Olsen, cycling through his looks, goes back to Anderson. Anderson steps right, now left, now cuts the baseline. Kick out, ball out of bounds. It'll stay with the Wildcats on the baseline. And the Centralia Panthers have taken their largest lead of the game by 10, 31-21, with 26.5 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Centralia, they led 38-35 last time these two teams played heading into the fourth. That was just a couple of weeks ago during the CBL tournament. And you're at the same spot, same place. Frankfurt tournament. Here, Loizzo to Tyler Smith, driving, trying to post up, and missing. Heidemann makes the rebound. Haverkamp down the court, left-hand dribbling, kick out. Reineke at the top. Man-to-man defense being pressured and applied here from Frankfurt. Haverkamp, three-point shot to try to end this third quarter, and he just misses. Well, that will end the third. 31-21. The Panthers outscore the Wildcats in this quarter, 8-6. We're back in 60 here on 92.1. KMZA, Panthers lead.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered Investment Advisor Services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Begin this fourth quarter, Wes Anderson, three-point shot, but he just runs it out of the bowl. Heidemann makes the rebound, and taking it down the court is Haverkamp. Now inside is Aldefer. Aldefer elbow shot up and in. Aldefer now with 10 points on the game. He averages more than 14 a game. Loizzo to Smith, losing the ball. Now at the sideline. Smith keeps it alive. Though Fuente dives towards the ball. He's going half court. He gets picked up and saved before the violation. Now Carter Olsen, reverse underhand layup, and the bucket is good. Now that is a million-dollar move with a billion-dollar finish. The stock only rises as the play in finesse continued. Carter Olsen. With all the moves to make the dance floor crumble. And he did. He'll go up to the line after the end one and shoot the extra shot, and he will. He'll go in with the one. It's now back within a 7-point game. a 9-point game, 33-24. Timeout taken on the floor, 30 seconds here. We'll be back in 30 as well. 7:17 left to go in this fourth quarter. The Panthers still lead 33-24.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A lot of people out here at tonight's game, and I'm sure there's a lot of people here driving, maybe listening in or listening from home. Make sure if you are driving or planning on driving tonight, you do stay safe. Just some weather hazards coming in. Also, make sure to stay up to tune with the MSC Sports, MSCSports.net website for all of our information on if there might be any postponements during the week. Not saying if there is any right now, but if there are any or you're curious if there are any, we will be sure to have those updated on our website. Audifer, another 2-point shot from the elbow. Going in for two. The Lizo to Anderson. Looking over the top to Rosequist to Smith. Smith driving inside. Looking back up to the top again. We're in the fourth quarter with 6:40 left to go. Rosequist posting against the defender, could not go in. Tally gets the board. Audifer down the court, left hand dribbling, right hand attack. Now looking around, they're going to give him the green light for the shot. And on the jumper, he misses. Ball is ripped away and taken out of bounds, and they're going to get the turnover against the Panthers. That's just the seventh turnover of the game against the Panthers. 6:21 left to go in the fourth quarter. Panthers still lead by 9. They lead by 11, 35-24. Tyler Smith, pick and roll, set for Rosequist. He was wide open. Smith couldn't see him. Inside drive, Carter Olson, close to the defender, and goes in for two. Carter Olson, that is his 9th point of the game. He's also got 3 rebounds. It draws this to 9 points once again in this quarter. Oliver. Now to Flinty. Short corner drive. Misses the basket. Kicks back up to the top. Oliver takes the three, and it's nothing but net. That was as beautiful as you can get it for a 3-point shot. And Oliver has now hit 3 in this game. And Adam Treiner will be forced to take another timeout as his team is down by 12. It's 38-26 with 5:34 to go in the fourth quarter. It's a full timeout. We're back in 60 here on 92.1 KMZA.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together. Home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent. Which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home.
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
This is Radio Network.
Welcome back here for fourth quarter coverage on 92.1 KMZA. The Frankfurt Wildcats battling the Centralia Panthers. Right now it's the boys' game. Boys Panthers are up 38-26 with 5:26 to go in this fourth quarter. Aldefer nearly loses the ball. He does. The ball's getting tracked for it down the court. And Porter Colvin, well, as soon as he tracks it down, so he gets the credited steal, but then he also gets credited with the turnover. Took the extra step after grabbing the ball. 5:18 to go in the fourth. Aldefer, right hand driving, He gets it past half court here. Stutter stepping between his legs, crossing back right. Now, spinning around. Loses the ball on the ground. Rosequist is able to get rid of it. And he gets the turnover for the Wildcats. Inside drive. Tyler Smith goes in for two. His first 2 points of the game. That gets it within 10. With less than 4 minutes and 45 seconds left to go now. Panthers still with the lead and the ball. Haverkamp inside, behind the back, hook pass again. That time it turns into a turnover. Last time he did that, that was 2 points. That time, Porter Colvin takes it away. Colvin, Loizzo, Smith, baseline drive, and Smith couldn't finish despite the green light. Haverkamp down the court. Corner to Fuente. Fuente on the baseline, spinning out to the deep left corner, dishing back up to the top. And now it's Quinton. Quinton's got 15 points on the game, 4 rebounds, drives inside, steps in, and man, they just got him on a charge. Sent turnover for the Panthers. Panthers, they have more turnovers here than the Wildcats, but again, their big thing in this game so far is that they have been the rebounder. They have been the team that has been out-rebounding heavily, the Panthers. And they'd have probably a lot more points there if their second chance opportunities would fall in. Inside. Loizzo goes in for two. Carter Olson gets credited with the assist. It's an 8-point game, 38-30. 3:37 to go in the fourth quarter. Now to Ben Haverkamp. Haverkamp, left hand dribbling. Spinning around, crossing inside drive, and then he tries to hook it, and the ball is knocked out of bounds. 3:25 to go in the fourth. Duke Timble will come back into the game here for Centralia, and Aiden Sally will step to the bench. So the senior will substitute in for the junior. Plenty with the ball for the Panthers. 8-point lead for Centralia, up 38-30 with 3:16 to go in the fourth. Haverkamp, Heidemann, stepping inside, jump stopping, and loses the ball. Deflected. A block for Frankfurt. Wes Anderson. Screen goes off the left side of it, going opposite of the screen. And he's going to get the turnover there. Anderson, he fell out of bounds with the ball. And I credit the pressure there from Ben Haverkamp. We got a 30-second timeout on the court taken by head coach Nick Evans of the Centralia Panthers. The Panthers are up 38-30 with 66 to go in the fourth quarter. We're back in 30 here on 92.1 KMZA.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to 92.1 KMZA, by the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Printer Prophet and Kirk Cumlin back in studio. Frankfurt down by 8, 38-30. It was Centralia who just took the timeout. They took a quick 30 after they got the possession takeaway. Ben Haverkamp with the ball. Nearly loses it, but keeps it in bounds with the toe tap. And he throws it down at the baseline. It looks like there will be an immediate foul against Alderford. Or it was against him, not on him. A foul was called against Porter Colvin. Quinton Aldefer up the line. He's got 15 points tonight. And here he's got now 16 on the game. One of the biggest games I've called here for Aldefer so far this year. He's had plenty of great games this season. It's definitely being one of those top games for him as he's hit 3 threes on it. Feels like a very comfortable game shooting for him. And keep in mind, Aldifer, he was one of the big reasons why the Panthers beat the Wildcats last time, is he went 4-for-4 in the fourth quarter in that 54-47 win just earlier this season against Frankfurt, including 8 points total in the fourth. So his performance in the fourth quarter really just extended and really assisted Centralia to capture that win. And already in the fourth quarter alone, Aldifer tonight, he's at a total of 7 points, nearly at 8. So I'm not 100% sure what's going on. I'm not sure if this is another timeout being taken or the referees are going to discuss something here. It looks like the referees are trying to discuss something, but there's 2 minutes and 44 seconds here left on the clock. It's not a timeout, or else you'd probably see the entire bench being talked to. So it's just the coaches with their teams that they're on half court. It looks like there's something on the floor. Okay, I see it now. There was a, looks like there's a wet spot. I'm not 100% sure. They have the AD here, Vicky Adams, spraying the floor and wiping it down. So that's quite interesting. I was wondering what the stoppage of play was, and that would be your answer. So maybe something from the outside got in. There was a lot of that during the Frankfurt tournament. A lot of outside scruff got in from the outside. And again, that's not saying anything about this Frankfurt court. It's an amazing court, but when you have 1,000 people walking in from the outside with boots and shoes all over the court, it's going to kind of happen. You're going to get a lot of different kind of things out here on the court. So they're just finding some player shoes and have to get that off. But regardless, from the free throw line, Wes Anderson, he clicks. Or excuse me, it was Quinton Aldifer from the free throw line who clicks and goes 2-for-2. Now Wes Anderson here with the three-point shot. It was Anderson who had the rebound, or the takedown, down the court. Plenty, outside of the perimeter. Pump fake from Aldifer. Aldifer back out to Haverkamp, now to Heidemann. Heidemann to Aldifer. Right foot jab, now looking back left. Squared up with the defender. Drives inside, elbow, now corner pass. Back up to Flenty. Shot clock at 10. Got to keep an eye on it here. The crowd starting to shout the numbers with 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Ball turned over. Extended an arm there, but Lane Lelizo gets the steal and deal as he finishes with the ball down the court. And now head coach Adam Schreiner will take a timeout with 1:50 left to go in the fourth quarter. The score 40-32, only down by 8. Can the Wildcats make the comeback? Well, stay locked in to 92.1 KMZA to find out. We're back in 60.
Do you know I've been around Life Care Center Seneca for 40 years, and I'm only 44? My name is Sarah Knowles, D-O-N of Life Care Center Seneca. My mother, Sandy Cook, has worked at Life Care Center of Seneca for 47 years. The caregiver longevity at Life Care Center of Seneca is 10.8 years. We have no travel staff, and our caregiver base is strong. Not every nursing home is the same. Please come and see for yourself. Life Care Center of Seneca, serving the area for 45 years. 785-336-3528.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Down the court, Aldifer, he is fouled immediately, but fouls are to give here for the Wildcats. They have two more they can give before it is immediately enforced as a double bonus. Those are the new rules that came in a year ago. Once you get the 5 fouls, it's an effective double bonus in every quarter, and it resets at the end of each quarter. Heidemann on the sideline, driving in from the wing, now up to Haverkamp. Haverkamp is fouled, and there will be another throw-in force here by the Panthers, 1:30 to go in the fourth. 40-32, Panthers with the 8-point lead. They won by seven last time against Frankfurt this year, 54-47. And then the year prior, just last season, won 49-43, so just by six. These teams, they play each other close every year, and well, they're not too far away from each other. You take the same road, pretty much kind of just straight, and then an even left, to get here. It's about 20 minutes apart from Frankfurt to Centralia, so two places that are quite the rivalry and good distance from each other. Here with it, Panthers ball. Fourth foul now given, so no more fouls to give for Frankfurt. They've already used the two they had in their pocket. Haverkamp. Now to Heidemann. Heidemann, Flency. Flency back to Heidemann. There's 20 on the shot clock, so the shot clock could be a factor here in this fourth. Oliver, he'll be fouled, and he'll go up and shoot two at the line. Oliver, he's been the very solid free throw shooter here on this game, and not really on this season. On this game, he's so far 2 for 2 as he's ignited, but on the season, he has also shot incredibly from the free throw line. He's been a very excellent shooter. Comes up and hits his first. And Quentin Aldefer. Aldefer, who on the year is shooting 67%. Or sorry, 76%. First those numbers there. From the line. Looks like Lane the Wiseau. I don't think he's stepping out of the game. I think he's just might have hit his lip or something. He's wiping off the bottom of his lip. Looks like the trainer is going to might give him a... Can't tell if the trainer is maybe giving him a mouthpiece or something to stick in his mouth. I think possibly, or maybe a Band-Aid? I'm not 100% sure, but regardless, Lane Wiseau will stay in the game for the last minute and 2 seconds. Also, that foul was the fourth of the game against Wes Anderson. He's just one foul away from fouling out here. And Aldefer goes 2 for 2 from the line again. It's now a 10-point game, 42-32, with 60 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter. The Panthers lead. It actually is a Band-Aid, and right now it's actually not really well attached. It's just flying halfway off the face of Anderson, so that might just, or Eliza, that might just fall out onto the court there. Inside, driving, Rosequist, he has the putback. Haverkamp, driving down the sideline. And looks like we're going to get a full timeout taken. Full timeout taken by, looks like Centralia. So we'll be back in 60 seconds. You're 92.1 KMZ. There's 35.2 seconds left in the game. Centralia leads by 8, 42-34. We're back in 60.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network on 92.1 KMZ. 35 seconds left to go in this fourth quarter. Heidemann to Haverkamp. Centralia leads by 8, 42-34. And Flenty is fouled and will go up and shoot two at the line with the double bonus. Last one was up with Quentin Aldefer. He went 2 of 2. He's 4 for 4 in this quarter. Flenty, he has 2 points total on this game, and I put points total to 3. It's back to a 9-point game. And it surely leaves if they win this, they'll extend to 9-10, or excuse me, 10-7 on the season, and 6-1 in TVL play. Shot is up, and shot is good for Flinty. He goes 2-for-2 at the line. Down the court, Anderson. Anderson back to Loizzo, stolen by Haverkamp, and Haverkamp, I think he was maybe trying to go for the dunk there, but he was denied. And now a three-pointer, swish by Anderson. It draws it to a 7-point game, but unfortunately, that probably doesn't leave enough time on the board, and that might just be another loss here for the Wildcats. It is 44-37 with 4.8 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter, and all the further chance to go to the line and most likely seal this game. And the first shot goes in. That probably seals it with the 8-point lead now with less than 5 seconds to go. That would require 2 3-point shots with the and one off of that. And that probably not happens. And then you have the 2-for-2 shot here for Aldifer. So that makes a 3-possession game here guaranteed with 2 seconds left to go. So that's game over. We have no logistics here. And that's 2.1 KMZA. And their logistics say that the Panthers win. And they do. They win 46-37 here as a Panthers sweep on night. The girls game, Centralia able to come out victorious 67-17 here on the boys game. Centralia wins 46-37. We'll be back in a couple minutes for a postgame show brought to you by Bale Doors Real Estate, as well as our player of the game brought to you by the Farmers Stand Bank. Don't go nowhere. Again, Centralia boys winning 46-37.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Nemaha Valley Motors is starting the new year off right by clearing out the old inventory. Currently in stock, we have a 2024 Ram 2500 Tradesman with a 6.4-liter Hemi and over $9,000 in rebates. A 2024 Jeep Gladiator Sport with 15% off MSRP, which equates to a $10,000 discount, or if you are looking for something a little sportier, a 2024 Dodge Hornet with $5,500 in discounts. To see our entire selection, check out our website at NemahaValleyMotors.com or stop by our dealership and see how easy a vehicle purchase can be.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have 3 styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
everybody. Welcome back to our final time here on 92.1 KMZ, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. It's our post-game show brought to you by BL Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Online at bldoors.com. This is also our Player of the Game segment brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services, visit with bankthefarmers.com. Real quick, out of the way, we'll give our Player of the Game brought to you by the Farmers State Bank, given to number two, Quinton Oliver, the 6-foot sophomore, finishing tonight with 21 points, 4 rebounds, and a steal. He had three pointers on the game in the fourth quarter. Just an absolutely electric quarter for him, as the last time he played against Frankfurt, he had 8 points in that time. Well, this time he definitely put up more than just 8 on the board for him, as he was able to put up 13 points in the fourth quarter there for him, as well as a 3-point shot in the fourth, as well as going 6-for-6 from the free throw line. Heidman, he had 6 points. Haverkamp, he had 3. Flinty, he had 4. Duke Timely had 6, along with a multitude of rebounds, roughly around 9. And Aiden Talley had 4 rebounds, no points. Isaac Kronicki had 4 points all in that first half. For the Frankfurt Wildcats, leading their scoring was Lane Loizo with 10. Carter Olson with 9. And then next up there was Wes Anderson with 8 points. They had a 3-point shot there to end the game. Frankfurt Wildcats, they had 2 3-point shots to end the game. The Panthers, they finished with 5 total. Panthers out-rebounded the Wildcats 36-22 on the game. That's kind of your biggest stat line there, as both teams kind of had the same amount of turnovers, with roughly about 8-12, roughly in that patch of area. Again, recap of the year of the game, 16-11 was the end of the first quarter. Centralia also led in the halftime, 23-15. They led going into the third quarter, or fourth quarter, 31-21. And there they were outscored in their only quarter in the fourth quarter, 16-15. But they were able to win the game 46-37. So we had a very low scoring game in a couple quarters where Centralia, they only had 7 points in the second, and the Wildcats only had 4. And in the third quarter, Centralia only put up 8 points, and the Wildcats only put up 6. So not a very high-scoring game, great defensive game on both sides, so we'll see how that continues to go on. So again, for the Panthers, they now improved to 10-7 on the season, 6-1 in the CBL. Frankfurt, they improved to 13-5 on the season, and 6-3 in the CBL. While the girls, the girls Panthers will go to 16-17-0 and 7-0 in TVL play. Frankfurt girls will go to 4-13-1 and 8 in the TVL play. Yeah, the Panthers, they boys won 46-37, and the girls Panthers, they won 67-17 full sweep tonight. Again, lastly here, this has been Quinton Profit with the MSU Sports Radio Network. Kirk Tillman back in the studio, part 92.1 KMZ. If you are driving or planning to drive tonight, be sure you are safe. Depending on the road conditions, I know up here, not the greatest right now, and it will, of course, get worse as the night goes on. So stay careful on your drive home, folks. But again, thank you for tuning in tonight for our MSU Sports coverage here of TVL Basketball on 92.1 KMZA.